Scooby-Doo has hands? I thought he had paws. Isn't he a dog?
He's not really a dog.
Good heavens, no.
Good heavens, yes.
I don't believe you.
Well, you should. Because that's ridiculous.
I submit.
Now this is just unbelievable.
Finally got the music to play correctly and on command. Hello, internet people. This is Mike Calhoun of The Unbelievables, which is what you're listening to. Unless you're listening to two things simultaneously, in which I am only one of those things that you're listening to. Where might you be listening to this right now? In the car? At work? Get back to work, you piece of shit. I don't know where you're working. I like to imagine it's somewhere you enjoy, maybe harvesting organs. We talk about a lot about harvesting organs on this podcast. It's not because it's some deep-seated wish for me to have my organs harvested. Maybe. Speaking of harvesting organs, I know a man who only has 3 organs left, and they will be named in a moment after I introduce him. It's my co-host, Johnny. Hello, Johnny. How are you?
Intro you went with?
That's the one I went with. It's as good as it's going to get today.
I'll take it.
And it's as good as it's going to get today.
It's always like, what's he going to say to introduce me this day? Oh, it's organs.
Do you know that skin is an organ? It's considered an organ.
Yeah, I don't consider it an organ, so it's not one.
You have a piece of cloth draped over your skin organ. Yeah. One would call it a shirt.
Yeah, one would.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good shirt.
Yeah, it covers my body.
The upper part. Wait, how long is it? You're sitting down at
the
moment.
It's a smock.
It's a smock. So. Were you painting?
No. Just like smocks.
Oh, you just like smocks. You're just a smock fan.
It's a smockery. All purpose. It's wearing a dress without having to wear a dress.
Do you normally wear dresses?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I just thought I'd wear a smock today.
See, we don't hang out, ladies and gentlemen, listeners. We Johnny and I, even though we co-host together, We do not spend time with each other outside of the podcast, outside of the sub.
Yeah, I'm on one side, he's on the other.
Yeah, there's like tape down the middle. It used to be chalk, then we painted over with lead paint.
That was lost dangerous.
And then we just used tape to separate the sides of the sub. I don't even remember what started the argument.
I actually have a question. If you put organ donor on your driver's license, can they take your skin then?
I sure as hell hope so. They just peel terrifying. It back. Yeah,
like it looks like he's gone. Get the lathe.
Get the get the skin lathe. We need his face. Keep the face good. Thank God he was wearing a helmet.
Nicolas
in
Cage
his car.
Needs a face.
Nicolas. You think Nicolas Cage would ever actually do that? Like for youth? What? No. Here's what
it's
Nicolas
a movie.
Cage. I understand, but. I feel like Nicolas Cage is wild enough that he would have like another of his bodies grown so he could stay
like
youthful.
Emperor.
Yeah, like what was that movie? Not The Island.
Yeah,
it was
The
Island.
Island.
The movie that like almost put MGM in like well, actually it did bankrupt them.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh,
MGM and
movie.
Then they were bought out. Yeah.
You didn't like that movie? I liked that movie.
No, I enjoyed the movie. It was a huge like they spent so much money on it, and then it just tanked.
Oh.
It was just a huge failure as far as money.
That's sad. I like Ian McGregor.
I do like Ian McGregor.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
He's going to be Obi-Wan again.
It's official?
No.
Oh.
In my heart.
In your deepest desires.
It's not really official at all. He said, oh, that'd be nice, and then that was it. And everyone's like, yep, it's going to happen.
He should be in some like superhero movies. You think he's like the prime
he's
kind
British.
Of actor that would be in a superhero movies, in
true.
A superhero movie.
Speaking of which, Benedict Cumberbatch doing an American accent
is it dreadful?
Really
wait, hang
no,
on,
it's not dreadful.
Oh, is he doing the in the new Doctor Strange?
Doctor Strange, yes.
See, I couldn't tell whether he was like straining Doctor.
Doctor Strange. What is Doctor Strange's name? Is it alliteration? Because that's like Stan Lee's
that's a
thing.
Real long alliteration.
Oh wait, not
no,
alliteration.
No, I'm saying.
You're saying not
what's his real name?
It's probably Hugo.
Just Hugo. Just Hugo, and then nothing else.
Hugo Strange.
Good alliteration.
I'm mixing them. Mixing the worlds.
Speaking of alliteration,
yeah,
our guest has an alliterate
alliterative
name. Alliterative name.
And it is?
It's Ray Roberts.
Oh, my goodness. I love grammar, guys.
Grammar?
You're a grammar fan? Are you a grammar Nazi? See, I do understand that you used to be in politics. So when you left the Nazi party, what did you do? Become just a regular grammar Nazi?
No, I did one worse thing. I started selling cars, so.
Oh, so you're still
like,
a part of the
Nazi
party.
You're still a Nazi.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're still a member of that. Okay, no one's going to fault you for that. Especially not the Jews.
Whoa!
Why do we? I mean,
this got really political very quickly.
Well, I mean, this is the nature of the times.
I'm just a big fan of states' rights, or is that the wrong? Oh, okay.
That's always the right one. That's the antiquated argument.
You did the right one.
I just really like states' rights. You know who was a real big fan of states' rights? My ancestor, John C. Calhoun.
Ooh.
Have you seen pictures of this guy? He looks like a mad scientist.
Is he the one with the neck beard? Like, really neck beard?
No, he had hair. My hands are really wide for the listener.
Yeah, they're so wide.
Real wide. Keep going. Keep going. Yeah, that wide.
Yeah, that wide.
But yeah, John C. Calhoun, he was the... Vice President for Andrew Jackson, who was also a terrible man. And yeah. John C. Calhoun was so bad that he was like, I don't even like you, Andrew Jackson, you murderer.
That takes a lot of guts.
I'm quitting my job and the South will secede. And then, yeah, he was a perpetrator of the rise of the South. What an asshole.
So how'd you end up here?
My, like, two generations ago family... We're from Tennessee, which is just right next door to his South Carolina home.
Is that why they're the only tens I see?
Oh, that's so cute.
Do we have a rim shot sound effect? We'll get something.
Just precious.
We'll get the Latin music to play. It's not playing.
Why would that be?
Nothing's playing today.
Good enough.
This is working out well. But no, and then I don't know why my family moved to the Northeast Ohio area. Thank
to
God.
Spread your ilk.
Yeah, they're like, oh, filth. We'll breed them out, out of the north.
God. Were they just big Matrix fans, so they wanted to move to like the NEO and to go from there? No?
Man, these guys.
I'm swinging for the fences. Yeah. And we're gonna miss in both.
We're gonna launch you out of one of the torpedo tubes, Ray. Oh yeah, Ray. This is the first time on the sub, on the nuclear sub that we record from.
Yeah.
Jeremy sure liked it. He said he liked the climate control. Yeah. Did you have a hard time getting into the sub?
I did. You guys made me jump into the manhole or whatever the top part is called. Like, you didn't even stop at the
dots. It's actually called whatever the top part is called. So you got it right the second time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had you jump in.
You might want to install, like, a ladder so you can climb down, not just,
there
like...
is one. We just didn't put it up.
Yeah, we didn't put it up for you.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just, like, a water slide and...
Well,
it's a very steep one. It's a really steep water slide in that it is 90 degrees.
It just makes sense on why you guys have never left the sub.
Yeah,
we can't get out.
We don't, you know, we don't get out much in that we can't get out of the sub. We what did we do with the ladder? Did we end up scrapping that?
I think we used it for oars. Then we figured out a sub doesn't have like a place to put oars. So we can't use
I feel like
it.
That's an oversight on your part. I know that sounds like a terrible idea
to
me.
It was a group
besides,
effort.
How much drag can a ladder get? It has a significant problem with, you know, holes, big square holes.
I'd just be worried about the bad luck of walking underneath it every day.
If we keep it on the ground, we just walk over it, and then we just gain luck.
Nothing can walk underneath a grounded ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's not a ladder.
I guess
it's like one of those things
floor
that
bars.
Football players you like run through real cool like
tires
when they're training for like a montage in an 80s movie.
But then what would a submarine need tires for?
Amphibious vehicle. If it needs to go on land.
Yeah, if we ever need to take this sucker on
if
land.
If the thing
this
with
nuclear
the name
sub,
that means underwater.
Then we'd have some real power if we could get our nuclear power on land. Then we'll really be cooking. Threat. Cooking. Yeah. Cooking. We'll be cooking then, won't we? Ray. Oh, my God. Ray is a comedian.
Allegedly.
The alleged comedian, Ray Roberts.
Should have said that real
I can't get over that you have an awesome alliterative name, because I love alliteration, and that's why I love most of the names from, like, Marvel Comics. Like, now I can't think of any.
When you're playing Monopoly, do you always get the Reading Railroad because you want the double
what?
R?
Oh, that's my.
That's always what I think.
Are you talking
of.
To me or talking to Ray?
Ray, obviously.
Ray Roberts's Reading Rainbow?
Oh, my, not Reading Rainbow. Reading Rainbow Railroad.
Reading Rainbow.
Railroad.
Reading Railroad. Don't take my word for it.
It's a railroad.
It's a railroad.
That's the
just
the
come and look
goes.
At it. Yeah, that's how the phrase
pay me $300.
Oh, man. Don't you have an RR tattoo on you? Or is that another RR I know?
That's Rylan Ross. Does that.
That is Rylan Ross. Tyler Bucks, by the way.
And, Tyler Bucks.
And
yeah, we're done. We don't done. Have to mention him again.
We don't have to talk to him about him anymore. But Ray Roberts is a comedian that I know through the Northeast Ohio area. Do you mainly stick around the Kent area?
I try to as much as possible. Just because
no
it's,
reason to go anywhere else.
It's his two powers. Blocks away from my house.
Well, yeah, yeah, because you do live in the area. Yeah, so this is a long trip to get out to the Pacific Ocean for you.
Very long trip.
We didn't pay for it.
What did
we had you? We had to have him buy plane from.
No, not buy a plane. A biplane.
That's what I'm saying. A biplane. Biplane.
Yes, buy a biplane.
Dropped out of it into the water, and then we made surface, and we're like, fine.
Or like and then he jump into in. The manhole or whatever you call it.
Yeah, the manhole or whatever you call it. Why? So if besides living in the Northeast Ohio Kent area, why else don't you go anywhere, Ray?
I don't know, scheduling.
Are you not fun?
I am fun.
Yeah, you are fun. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
For the listener, we're having a good time. I don't care about you.
We're having a great time. Like, we were, like, we had, like, a beach party before we got into the sub.
It was pretty rad, yeah. We've got a replica beach on the top of the sub. It washes away each time we submerge, but, you know.
Not much of a party, because we just have to.
We laid out some towels, yeah. And then we
is that
sunbathed.
Where the ladder went? Did you have to sell it for the sand budget?
Yeah.
We do have a strained budget on the sub. We've talked about this in the past. We were sharing a bed for a while.
Yeah.
Johnny and I, Cookie, the two waiters.
Romantically, or?
No,
yes.
Very
I mean,
yes. What?
Okay, that's
well,
wow.
We can get into that later.
Yeah,
okay. That just seems like wasted time.
We'll talk about that later.
That's what I think. That's what I thought.
Well, when we bought all our nuclear missiles, we were like,
I was thinking
really strained,
super
with
romantic.
Cash.
What?
Well, see, you just find the word nuclear so arousing.
Mm-hmm. Say it again. No, God, no. Don't actually.
Nuclear.
You're done.
Nuclear.
Oh, that's good. Okay, moving on.
Nuclear.
No. Oof. That was so good.
So, Ray. Oh, this is. You know what's great?
Who?
What is it? You're not
it's the question.
Out a lot.
What's can be who's now?
Oh.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we got all sorts of what's being who's and who's being what's. And that's just, that sounds really
the who's are who's.
Who's on first?
Good Sorry. One. Good one. I want to ask Ray, since he lives in Kent, performs in Kent.
No, what? I wasn't the one that shot the four people in the. 70s.
Oh, that was the follow up. Yeah.
Okay.
See, besides, we've got two mysteries on the
I'm
sub.
Just sick of being asked that question.
Really? Is one it just because you're from Kent you get
well,
that?
Well, I was negative 20 years old when it happened. It's just impossible.
Well, what about when
you never know.
Where were you the night our dearest lady Diana was killed?
Well, yeah.
Tell
I mean,
us.
I can't answer for that one.
What?
But just...
Why can't you?
Very suspicious.
Last time I heard, murderers can't answer for... They're murders as well.
Last time I heard, Ray is a very common murderer name.
Is there a jail on the sub?
What's your middle name? Is it Rogers? Ray Rogers Roberts? Do you go by all three of your names? Are you an assassin?
Triple R.
Why are you here?
Triple X.
Oh, we invited you.
It's Thomas.
It's Thomas?
Yeah.
Ray Thomas Roberts?
RTR.
So, why did your parents choose to make you so white?
Was it a conscious choice?
Tradition, mostly, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Usually biological.
Aww.
I wonder, was it more nature or nurture that you turned out so white?
Let's go into the psychological effects on your brain and upbringing.
Yeah, let's go into the specifics. How shitty was your childhood?
Lots of wine and cigarettes, so.
You had lots of
for
wine
you?
And cigarettes?
Oh, yeah. In the womb, out the womb. I mean, it's a party.
Just in vitro
if you
wine.
Can't if you can't celebrate work? Your own birth, what are you doing?
Did your mom just hold the cigarette up to her belly button and go, all right, inhale. Oh. Take a big whiff.
Oh, and then it comes out like through her nose.
That makes sense.
I don't know how these things work.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that makes perfect sense.
There's like some sort of Republican anatomy going on.
Oh, God.
And then he stopped it with his mind.
We don't like to do current events on the show because it's going to be backlogged and hopefully listened to in the future. But current events do kind of determine what I'm going to speak about next. And the Republican National Convention is occurring.
Where?
In Cleveland, the land of Cleve.
Good thing we're so far away from it.
Yeah, we tend to keep away. Well, I mean, we have to keep away regardless because we issued nuclear threats to them. So we're just, moving
to
around.
Cleveland or the Republicans?
Republicans.
Oh, okay.
Individuals.
We have very small missiles, very
precise.
We
will nuclearly attack you personally.
What was that? Nuclearly?
I'm not going to talk anymore.
Okay.
Good thing this is visual.
Yeah, it's just going to be all visual jokes. He's swimming. He's swimming through the air. He's dog paddling.
He's trapped in a fake box and or submarine.
He's grasping at the invisible submarine box. Now he's making a sign language for clams.
What? I know, but I have a very small repertoire of sign language. It's all clams.
Could you do it all for us?
Yep.
All right, a moment of silence, ladies and gentlemen, for the performance. That was good.
Oh, wait.
Wait, we've got one more.
Is this one? I don't know.
Can you at least do it so they can hear your hands slide on the microphone? So, like...
Oh, good. Some good form. I wonder if there's, like, a subsection of deaf people...
Who listen to podcasts.
Yes.
They just do it as a trend.
I'm going to be reading this Braille book.
Did I get the transcript of the latest Unbelievables episode in Braille? Holy fuck, we are so bigoted right now.
Yeah, Calhoun.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They turn it up Calhoun's real me. Loud and put their ear to the ground just like Mozart did.
So they can feel the vibrations.
That's why I speak with such a low voice, so the low tones can get transcribed to their heads, head bones. We are angels. We are bringing society to the masses.
Doing the Lord's work.
Doing the Lord's work. Hmm, yes.
No, what I was going to say, though, do you think there's a subset of deaf people that, like, shun deaf people for having bad, like, grammar? But it's, you know, because they can't do the hand symbols very
not shun,
efficiently.
But, like, you're like a grammar Nazi.
Like, yeah, like, this guy's an idiot because he can't spell tree.
Yeah.
Because he, like, keeps his fist closed
tree
or something.
Yeah. I wonder.
That'd be interesting.
Ray?
That's just a good question.
Yeah.
That's
usually I ask everyone, including Ray, and then they chime in. But,
your
you
thoughts?
Know, Ray's different.
As a deaf man, what would you say?
Ray has excellent diction for being a deaf man.
You do. Are you just reading our lips?
Yes. Like a
that's
comic.
Not what I said.
I asked if you wanted macaroni and cheese or pizza, and then you said yes.
The answer stands.
A good answer.
Don't mind me. I'm just messing with the soundboard that's not functioning properly.
Better fill up that dead air.
All right, the sophistication is working, so that's good enough. Better fill up the dead air with nonsense. Oh.
That was loud.
Yeah, it was like cannonball to my eyes.
I'm sorry.
Balls, whatever.
Eyes, balls. I'm sorry. You currently,
mm-hmm.
By you, the listener, I'm looking at Ray. Now I am looking at Ray. Deep into his Ray balls.
His Ray-ness.
Oh, you guys have sorry. Much better posture than I do. Let me.
I'm using this chair.
That's because I force myself to by putting this microphone in a specific position and then sitting like this.
I try to avoid it and just lean.
Yeah, you have very poor microphone etiquette.
He just took Fat Joe at his word. But you're not leaning back. You're leaning more sideways.
Yeah.
Lean side.
Lean to the side.
Wait, Fat Joe did lean...
Fat Joe and the Terror Squad did lean back.
Is it, fact check me. Is it simply called Lean Back? Is that what that...
I believe so.
...song is called? We're going to look it up in the break.
We're going to fact check you.
Yeah, we're gonna fact check Ray. Every word. Every hand symbol for our deaf listeners.
We will know.
Well, I was going to ask Ray... Currently, you live with friend of the show, Anthony Savat.
Oh, he is a friend of the
show. But you will be leaving soon. Where are you going, Ray?
I'm moving to Stowe because...
Stowe? Oh, that's a nice town.
It is a nice town.
I hear it's where I live, if I was to live there.
I thought you lived in a submarine.
That's what I said.
Yeah, he desires to live in Stowe. Yeah,
I feel like this whole thing is just a sham.
How dare you?
How dare you? The notion... You know what?
You're real close to walking the plank. We don't even have a plank.
The underwater plank? Yeah. Is that where the ladder went?
It is the ladder. We're going to make you walk the ladder.
Several ladders, so it's like a plank.
I'm going to slap Ray with my glove and challenge him to a duel for the notion that this is a sham. We will meet in the Field of Honor tomorrow morning.
Underwater.
But until then... Why Stowe? Are you moving in with your lady?
I am moving in with my lady.
Oh, the lady!
Yeah, she's trying to calm me down.
How long have you been together?
This many months.
Oh.
That's a very many months. He had to take off a shoe to show us.
He didn't even
I don't know why.
Hold
he didn't
up
hold,
his hands.
He didn't even hold up his hands.
That one was only for the deaf
was
listener.
Was it today?
Yeah, those for the deaf listener. They'll get a good kick out of that one. Out of the full hour, they've been dedicated a significant amount of time this episode.
I'm proud of them.
They deserve it.
Yeah. They do.
Yeah.
This one
they deserve
goes
more
out
attention.
To them.
But they have to try a little bit harder. Like, they have to get a printer and...
Oh.
Yeah.
Most people have printers? What?
Steal paper from work or something?
What? They're not like...
Look, we all know deaf people are very, very poor. And they have to steal all of their paper.
Lesson number one. All if of you their... get nothing else from this show...
That deaf people are poor, so give them your paper. Your paper products. Paper towels, tissues, paper, tissue paper.
Yeah.
Toilet paper.
Bath tissue paper.
Legal papers.
Yes.
Let's get into the, we might as well just get into our...
Papier,
our,
if you're French.
We might as well get into our papers podcast, so.
Yes.
The papyrus.
The off-white cream paper.
Yes. Cloth. Very rigid cloth.
The business card paper.
The backs of a walrus. Or a buffalo. Sorry.
Oh, of course. The backs of a walrus as well. Why not?
Animal
ivory
skin.
Paper.
Yes. Ivory. Okay.
Yes. I just carve it into the ivory paper.
Yes.
What other paper do we have?
Human here? Skin. In blood. Sorry.
And that concludes today's paper podcast.
Well, if you want to listen to the full Papers podcast episode, just go to our affiliate website. Go to actually, it's just SoundCloud. Go to SoundCloud and just donate directly. $1,000. That's what it is every time. Every episode.
Episode is, it's singular. There's only one paper episode.
There's only going to be one.
Beautiful thing. Sigh.
I'm just reflecting on, the past joke.
So beautiful.
I like to reflect on past seconds. So you're moving into Stowe, Ray.
Yes.
I appreciate you participating in our slight riff.
We have lots of riffs. I apologize.
It's fine.
And
this is your sub. You steer it. I'm just a passenger.
Well, technically, Cookie steers it. He's the navigator slash cook slash pastry chef.
Wait.
He does a really good job.
That's a lot of responsibility.
It is.
He's been kind of slacking on the pastry chef duties. All of his cakes have been really underwhelming.
Is that why you guys are both so svelte?
Sure.
Yes.
I can't deny such allegations.
What can I say? I'm very svelte.
I'm svelte.
I'm very felt.
Very svelte. Ray, it doesn't seem like me asking where you're moving into Stowe is going anywhere, so I'm going to subject you to random acts of questioning. Let's see how this goes. All right, let's get our... suspense music. Oh, no suspense music today. It doesn't appear to be working. So, I'll provide my own suspenseful voice. Thank you, Johnny. Here we go, Ray. If there were a chance to meet anyone in history, how long will it take me to burn you at the stake? That seems very telling. I'd like to know that.
I'm going to go with, like, 17 minutes. Wow.
17 minutes? You're quite flammable. Yeah. Is it from all the grease in your hair?
A decent amount of body fat. That goes up quick. Oh,
really? Does fat burn real quick?
Yeah, whale oil. Blubber or whatever.
I was pointing out
that I have body fat, and I called you guys svelte not too long ago. I wanted you to be like, "Oh no, don't worry about it," and I'd be like, "Whale blubber, yes, that would."
Yeah, yeah.
We don't do well with setups.
What? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Good one.
I don't think fat burns anyone.
I am not convinced that fat is that flammable. That's it. That's the end.
You're wrong.
Good night, everyone.
They made candles out of fat.
Yeah, they did.
But candles aren't a fuel source.
Sure they are.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. They do.
There's only one way to find out. Candle wax does burn.
But that's why back to Johnny's point, that's why they killed whales, was to get the whale oil burn lamps and
whatnot.
Well,
the oil is different than just the fat.
But it's made out of fat.
That's what whale oil is. It's just fat.
Oh, okay. Well, 17 minutes it is then. We'll find out later.
Done with that.
I mean, it's hard to burn someone underwater.
Well, we'll find it out.
Well, we can always burn him inside the sub.
And then, yeah. And then we'll douse him in water and then burn him again.
But are you going to waste the heat that I produce? Like, what are you going to do with
it? We waste a lot of things on the sub, so I don't really.
Oh,
I mean, we had an avocado farm going for a bit, and then we just kind of abandoned it, and then it became conscious.
Oh yeah,
that was a problem.
I was going to use the heat to power that. Oh, I'll save that for my plug.
For the listener, he's wagging his hand in the air like it's a fan of some sort.
Nope, don't spoilers.
Sorry. Andy just don't care.
Oh, man.
All the single ladies.
0 for 3, guys. 0 for 3.
Let's go for 6. More coming up.
I want to ask you a question. Can I ask a question?
You want to ask a random act of question? Feel free.
Okay.
Is it for me? Or is it for our guest?
It's whoever can answer the quickest.
Competition.
I like competition makes everything better.
Yes.
Ooh.
Did I win?
If you could be 14. A warden for a day, 14 days, how many monies would you... What is this?
Do you know how to read? I'm curious if you know how to read.
I'm curious if you know how to write questions.
I would like to read the question.
Read it. You read it.
Oh, dear Lord. First of all, this looks like the word money with a Y, not monies with an I-E-S.
I like to...
If you could be warden for a day, how much money would you box a kangaroo for?
What?
How is that a difficult question at all?
Is this a kangaroo jail?
Is it Kangaroo Jack, like the movie?
Yeah, you are stuck inside the reality of kangaroo.
$0. I want to punch that sunglassed bastard.
I don't really want to fight the kangaroo in that movie. I want to fight everyone
who made the movie.
Yeah, who made the... was it Jamie Kennedy was in that fucking movie.
That was him?
Yeah.
I hate that movie.
See, for some reason, Martin Lawrence pops in my head for it, but I'm pretty sure it's not him.
It wasn't him. It was a guy he's actually very funny, and he's been in several other movies, and sadly, the only one that I can think of right now is Agent Cody Banks.
Ooh, classic.
I know. That's not a good movie.
Is that the one where he has the skateboard that flies around? No, that's the snowboard. I love that
Frankie Muniz was famous at one point.
What happened to him?
Is he dead? He's a bassist in like a band. What? And the only reason I know that is because I accidentally saw him at OU once and it was hilarious.
Accidentally?
Yeah.
Did you run into him? Yeah. Frankie Muniz?
Yeah.
Get out of here, you piece of shit.
He's like, what are you doing in town? He's like, I'm in a band. And I'm sure that'll have 15 minutes of fame too.
That was the perfect setup for you to be like, I know that because I'm in the band. Or, like, I am Frankie Muniz. And then you pull off your ass.
Yeah, let's reset and we'll do that. Yeah. That's a good bit.
If only we had
Everyone
said
stop
it.
Listening. We're gonna take
if
a break.
If only we knew how comedy worked.
We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to have Frankie Muniz.
I promise.
We'll be right back with more Unbelievables after this. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there, handsome
stranger. Why, you look like someone that has a good head on their shoulders, and that head is full of some terrible ideas on home decoration. No, 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 don't go anywhere yet. I have something just for you. There's no reason to hang your head in shame for not being an interior design savant like myself. I've got just what you need. Take a look at these decorative greasy rags. I like to hang mine above the stove. The aroma alone is reason enough to stay in the kitchen all day. But you can put these anywhere. The fireplace next to an ashtray. They'll bring the whole room together. No matter the color scheme, the grayish-brown dripping liquid complements any other elements you have going on in a room. Right now, we've got a sale going on where if you buy 4 of Jim's decorative greasy rags, you get an athlete's foot gym sock for free. So just visit us online at www.greasyjimsdungeonoffuninthesun.com. I'll see you there. Ow!
I forgot about this song.
Oh. Never forget.
Hands are in the air.
Feel this shit.
All right, we're too white for that.
Yeah. I would like to point out that that was not me using the N-word.
I heard it.
It sounded very much like Ray Roberts, I have to say. I'm a big fan of DMX, actually. Mm. I don't know why.
I'm a big fan of BMX.
Are you? Who's your favorite BMX rider today? Name him.
Dave Mira.
Will Wilson.
Thunder Wilson. Dave Mira. Oh, Ray.
We don't do current events.
Who let you in here? Dave Mira's dead. That's my point. What an asshole.
Yeah, he's the best one.
Oh, no. This is divulging. This is turning into a shit show. Oh, hey, deaf listeners, you're in for a pleasant surprise. Wait a minute, they've already read that, so...
Yeah, but like...
Surprise!
If,
can we even surprise
If they him? Find his ghost, will his tricks really be death-defying?
Oh.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I'm going to go with 1 for 4 on that one.
That yeah, you got it.
Okay.
You hit with that one.
I'm like the Lonnie Chisholm of this podcast. I don't believe in ghosts, but I did have a very large woman once ask me if I believed in goats.
Goats? Wait, first of all, we need to get this cleared up.
Which one is it?
Do you believe in goats?
I do believe in goats.
Oh, good.
I do.
Oh, good heavens.
Big fan of feta cheese, so I know they're real.
He's a big fan of fetishes. And they have,
goat fetishes.
They involve goats. Now, what about ghost fetishes? That's the only fetish I have is I cannot get off unless I'm having sex with a ghost.
Or it's doing pottery with you.
That's the only way I can get off.
Or talking in Whoopi Goldberg's voice.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm so glad I saw that movie just so I could just understand what the hell was going on. What a waste. That was. I have a friend who... is very particular about things, and he's just like, oh, this is the perfect name for this. This is the perfect order. And he's got a little bit of, he's a little compulsive. And he is actually angered when he found out that the name of the movie Ghost was wasted on such a terrible movie.
It was not a terrible movie.
Okay, it was
that might be the one thing the 80s got right.
Like, Ghost should be reserved for...
What about Indiana Jones?
Nah.
What about Indiana Jones?
Them fighting words.
I love Indiana Jones. Did you disparage Indiana
The Temple
Jones?
Of Doom? Is that one of them?
That's the one. That's with
the
second the one. Gore.
Wait, what's the Last Crusade? Yeah, the one where they have their Last Crusade. Is that the Last
Sean
Crusade?
Sean Connery.
Okay.
With Sean Connery.
Is the Last Crusade the last one?
It's actually not.
Well, yeah, they had the Shia
Kingdom
LaBeouf
of the
Crystal
Skull.
It's not really a one.
How dare you say that?
You like it?
Of course I do. It's Indiana Jones.
Yeah, but it's not. Really, anyhow.
Here, we're going to have a brief, serious discussion about Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. What is your problem with the movie? Let me destroy it.
Is everything an answer?
Oh.
It's not specific enough.
I never saw it because I didn't want to waste time.
You didn't see it?
I I liked The Last Crusade.
First of all,
it's a good one.
But how do you then the rest favorite? Of them were.
Who is the guy at the beginning? Mac. You're just like, oh, it's his old buddy. And you're like, I've never met him before.
That, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because that's something I can't defend. Like, that's actually, like, I had a problem with that with the movie, too. Like, they had three characters in the movie that had never even been alluded to before that yeah. the audience was just expected to know.
Exactly.
Like, the old man who lost his mind because he looked into the skull and then he was kidnapped by the Russians. Everyone's like, I mean, I know the actor. Yeah, and John, I was like, why John is Hurt. He important? Yeah, I was like, why is he important at all? And then there's like, oh, we're supposed to just know that they were old friends. That's a no. It's a perfectly good example.
Boom! I'm done. I'm back away.
It's not a bad movie. I still don't think it's a bad movie, but that's a good one. But everyone just goes, "Oh, aliens!" I'm like, the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird.
How is that any more ridiculous or any less ridiculous?
You're right.
Or some magic stones that when they were removed from this terrible village, it made the village somehow more terrible. Like the village was already like everyone was in cloth bags.
But nuking the fridge.
That was an awesome sequence.
Oh, come on. It's called nuking the fridge for a reason.
Oh, my God. I think it was still a great sequence. I enjoyed that movie.
All right.
I saw it several times.
All right, we can.
And I own it.
There's another one coming out.
On DVD.
What's your favorite movie, Ray?
Favorite movie?
I like talking about movies.
V for Vendetta.
Ooh. Good choice.
It is. I mean, if it's one single movie, it's that one. If it's a series of movies, Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious. Yeah. I love Fast and
That's
Furious.
That's still going strong.
1 through 6, great movies. 7, maybe.
I like 7 better.
CGI Paul Walker is probably my favorite actor in that movie.
It was so well done, though.
No, it was terrible.
Oh. Are you kidding me? Okay, like, can you point out what parts were CG and what parts were...
Oh, be careful.
Yeah, the end where they put young Brian Connor on Paul Walker's brother's
they
face.
They used a mixture of... Yeah, but it was so...
The one thing that
Very
was offensive
well
to me as a Fast and Furious fan is when they went to Tokyo and tried to use the same actor and be like, he's 10 years younger now, just with real dark hair, and he's fat. And then I'm like, no, I know there's a storyline and a timeline, but...
Are you talking about the guy who got killed?
The kid from Tokyo Drift, and so they're like hanging out, and it's supposed
to
be...
Around.
Yeah. I don't know.
See, weirdly enough, Tokyo Drift is my favorite of all of them.
It took me longest to get there. Ava Mendez in Too Fast, Too Furious kind of takes the cake, though.
Yeah. Ava Mendez.
And Ludacris.
She's awesome. Ludacris.
Ludacris.
I can't believe they brought... Like, I thought it was weird at first that they brought his character back, but I was like, oh, he's kind of comic
relief. Has to have one of, like, the most ridiculous story arcs, though.
Yeah.
Like, he cleans up very well by the end.
Well, wasn't he just, like... He ran, like, a tune-up shop, and then he's suddenly, like... elite hacker.
Right.
And it's just like he...
Natural progression.
You could tell that Ludacris, when he was given lines that were just sheer nonsense, they were not even like technical terms. They're like, I hacked in by using... And he would like use these terms that no one in the field of like software uses. And you can see that he doesn't even know what he's saying. He's just like...
Do you think that they were just like, hey, we wasted Jesse in the first one when he gets shot down, so we just need to make Ludacris be more like him and just not bring it up at all?
I miss Ludacris is awesome.
This is why I believe in ghosts, because Jesse...
Wow, bringing it back.
That's what we call callback.
Inhabited Ludacris's body. So yes, large girl I picked up at the bar. I do believe in ghosts because of Fast and Furious.
Man.
That was a story that was going somewhere before you told
we
us
tied
that.
Tied it up.
She asked if you believe
nice
in
little
goats.
Bow.
It takes me a while, but I gotta warm up.
Where know? Was that story going? The chick that
I don't know.
About.
It's done now. Tied up with a bow.
Tied
I
up with a bow.
So.
Do you believe in ghosts?
When
Calhoun?
It's sold, stop selling. All right.
Ooh.
I
that's
don't,
2 for 3.
I don't believe in ghosts.
Oh, wait, 2 for 5.
2 for... Oh, man. Now I'm 0 for 1.
Can't wait for the deaf listeners to actually tally up.
Yeah, they're tallying it up.
I'm 2.5 for 2.
They don't have anything better to do.
Can't listen to...
They're listening to the podcast. Or they're reading this podcast.
Wow, jeez. What is this?
Welcome to the Bashing Deaf People podcast.
Next week's is Blind People.
But my favorite part, like, somebody's going to be offended. Like, my cousin's deaf, so they're going to hear this and be upset. And then, like, the world will collapse in on itself because political correctness has killed us all.
Well, I believe it.
It is bad. Like, I was listening to comedians talk about how Jerry Seinfeld, like, nobody knows what political positions Jerry Seinfeld holds. Like, nobody knows if he's Democrat, Republican.
He's voting for Trump.
You can let's not do any guesswork.
He's got a lot of
Jerry money. Seinfeld can go fuck himself. I mean,
but the one thing he got right though is about the political correctness on like college campuses and how it's just you can't say anything. I listen to, it's probably from me just listening to a bunch of philosophy and psychology podcasts lately, but just the political correctness on college campuses is stifling free speech. So, and some people are hitting the nail on the head, and then they're being called like, "Oh, you want to spread hate speech."
I do comedy almost primarily in a college town, and that has, to me, only one person has ever tried to say something about it, and I was like, "Yeah, it was a bad joke. Give it 3 months, and then it'll make a point." Like,
right, right.
I mean, you can get away with anything if it's a good joke. Anthony Jeselnik's last comedy special gets into it perfectly, so I highly encourage anybody to watch that.
Who was it again?
Anthony Jeselnik.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
His whole second half is like, this is why there's nothing safe from comedy.
Yeah, I saw an interview with Anthony Jeselnik. Weren't we talking about him with Brandon Onda?
Yeah, we were.
I think
friend of the podcast.
Friend of the podcast.
Brandon
Onda
does kind of remind me of him a little bit.
He said he was kind of his inspiration.
Yo, TM Francis though, if you ever get a chance to get him on here, one brilliant dude, works at a post office. It's crazy, but he's hilarious and just spot on to me. The first time I saw him, I was like, oh, this has to be Jeselnik. Just let himself go a little bit.
Man. Oh, this is him.
But I love TM, so, but no, he's...
Friend of the show.
Yeah.
See, we've learned in the past that if I claim someone's a friend of the show, they almost immediately come on. I said... yeah, yeah, because it was Nick, Nick Fleming.
Still waiting on
friend of the show.
I never said Will Smith.
I did.
I can go through the list again. But I said Jeremy Shearer was a friend of the show, and Jeremy Shearer didn't even know the show existed. And then the next week, he was on. So I'm keeping up the trend. I'll just name everyone as friend of the show.
It's a ghost.
Because it,
I don't know.
It's
I don't
a
know
good.
Why I tried
so to... has Savat really been on here?
No, he's not.
Okay, don't.
Don't.
You're gonna like lose the submarine. Like,
what are you implying? He'll hijack the submarine?
He might. He the lousy weather guys. He broke their coffee table.
What?
Lousy weather, guys.
What was he doing?
See, we don't have to worry about the weather when we're 17,000 feet under the sea.
Good point, but how did he break the table?
Well, Anthony Savat has a long joke about getting wizard status where he drinks a lot of PBRs and it makes a staff and all this stuff. And he blacked out and fell into their coffee table.
While they were recording?
It was after they were recording. Oh, okay. It was like a 3.5 hour long thing.
Oh my God.
Jeez.
That's an intense podcast.
Man, don't break this table.
This table was expensive and really hard to get upstairs. Down the hatch.
Dang it.
In the sub.
Yeah, down the hatch.
In the sub Calhoun. That we're in.
Without the ladder.
Without the ladder.
Yeah, we just kind of, we threw it in. We put the mattress down and then we threw the table down the hatch hoping it would land.
Wouldn't it have been better if you put it together after you got it in the sub?
What? No.
Ray, you're 0 for 5.
Wait, no, he had two.
No, I took those two away.
For that one.
Just for that one. It's just, and deservedly so.
I am the Lonnie Gisenhall of this podcast.
Lonnie Gisenhall. Can we please?
We will play a game. I'm trying to see if I have any other notes. No, Ray's not that important.
Oh.
No, it's perfectly fine. Let's not talk about me.
We are going to play a game. Long-time listeners.
Do you want to play a game?
Oh, I believe in ghosts.
It's a good question. Long-time listeners know this game. It is... Can You Sell It? Can You Sell It? Can You Sell It is the name of the game. One of us peoples will assume the identity of a man, person from
as a
history.
Ghost. As a ghost.
As the ghost of said person. Unless that, you know what? Even if the person's alive.
Nope.
And then Johnny and I will attempt to sell them something. Let's get going here. Yes. Let's find out who this young man or woman or someone is.
Who are you?
George Washington.
George Washington. All right.
Mr. Fist, President
Hello.
Of the United States.
I'm George Washington.
Hello. Good day to
you,
sir.
You sound like someone else I knew.
I'm still from Great Britain because it wasn't that long since we came over here.
Such historical accuracy. Such historical accuracy as no man could possibly...
You mean just regular accuracy? Not historical, whatever.
Good one. See, okay.
What are you going to
say? All right, my good sir. How are you this day?
I'm great.
What brings you here to this fine carnival we have going today?
I'm looking forward to Donald Trump making America great again.
It's almost like...
Who's that?
Yeah, it's almost like I can't place your accent on a map.
I'm sorry.
You know, sir, leading your men into battle across the Delaware in your small boat to overtake the British army... It must have been cold.
Very cold.
That accuracy. It must have been a cold time, and I think something that may have helped. So, so not only will you need a time machine to go back and change, but you also need this. You'll need a blizzard puddle. Now, let me explain.
Yes, please do.
You better hold on, young sir. A blizzard puddle... It's not exactly what it sounds like. See, blizzards, you think of cold, and you're like, I've got plenty of that already. I don't need any more. The puddle part...
Yes.
See, remember I was telling you we were crossing the Delaware?
Yes.
You might refer to that as a large puddle. Like a river. That flows in one direction.
One might say that's the perfect word for it.
Now, the blizzard puddle, essentially...
What is this to?
I'm getting to it.
No, you're not.
The blizzard puddle, essentially, is just a code word for the Delaware River. What I'm trying to say is that I've already sold you this in the past. You used it. It was the Delaware River. So therefore, I win.
No. Because my name...
I concede.
My name is Rutherford T. Craze. I'm about to sell you the only thing you'll need for any war effort. And that is... You know you have a giant armada, the American armada, that you have to battle the British armada. And what every ship needs is torpedoes. But not any kind of torpedo. You need a dragon torpedo. This torpedo instantly catches fire when it hits the ship, like a napalm, and then also goes up into the air for a fireworks show afterwards. Dual purpose, really cool, short and to the point. You need it for your war effort.
Going with that one.
Oh, I didn't even get to my second product. Oh, good heavens me. I suppose I'll have to concede.
Yes. I mean...
And that's how you play, Can You Sell It?
You're done.
That's a good round.
All right.
I think...
This time you're a person.
All right,
I want to be a person. I haven't been a person yet.
Johnny will be a member of history.
All right, here we go.
Let's get our music going.
I am...
Hear ye!
O.J. Simpson. What the frick?
All right.
Hello. I'm O.J. Simpson. The nice guy.
Oh, you look like a fine gentleman there. Hello, large sir.
Looks can be deceiving.
Oh, Okay. Nothing better than dead air for this this carnival here.
Hey, so this is my salesman voice since I sell cars. Hey!
Hey,
thanks for coming in there, OJ.
Oh, no problem. Call me the juice.
I didn't realize I was working with a professional.
I'm going to give you what you were after all along.
Okay.
A sandwich face.
Do tell.
I'd love to hear how this sandwich face is going to help this young man, O.J. Simpson. Now, hang on a second.
The sandwich face
I have a quick
do?
Question. Is this old O.J. Simpson that I'm speaking to now, or is it young O.J. Simpson?
Yes.
Both of them at the same time.
Good to know, sir.
We are a continuum.
Sandwich face.
Yes.
That's what you were trying to make. You were trying to put them both together. Both those people who loved each other more than you. Making a sandwich face.
Oh, now, very compelling. Wait,
a face sandwich.
I feel like my competitor has a very poor sense of what he's trying to sell you, Mr. Simpson.
I don't even know. What's going on?
Now, let me tell you something, sir.
All right.
I believe you to be a moral man. I believe you to be a moral man. However, we all have our dark side, don't we not, sir?
No.
Okay. Maybe this will be a harder sell.
That glove doesn't fit.
Oh, a glove?
Oh! That
out of the park! Out of the park!
You were saving that one as soon as I said the
name. Oh, yeah. Okay, he's 0 for 1. Oh, wait, no, he's 0 for 7. Oh, hello there, sir.
All right.
Back to my product I have for you. See, we all have our darker times, and we all have our darkest desires. And I have something for you today, sir. In case, I don't know, you were trying to murder someone ever and then try to erase the evidence.
Yes.
I think you would need to first practice that murder. Do you not think so, sir? Don't answer that question. If you were to get rid of the evidence, you would need something to melt all of the bodies and the clothes and all the weapon of choice. And for that, you would need a test tub. A test tub to test all of your murderous ways first before you then use your regular tub to extinguish all of the evidence and bodies that you may leave behind.
I have a question.
Oh, go ask away, sir.
What is the difference between a regular tub and a test tub?
Now, the test tub is what you use before you use your tub. That way you can use your tub for, bathing or, collecting beanie babies.
What if I had
other
just
things
two
you do in
tubs?
The 90s? Wait, why would you need a second tub when I give you this test tub?
You got a good point.
Then you would have three tubs. I don't see how... You're not really going where I'm going with this.
I get what you're saying. I just need to decide between a face sandwich.
Hello, sir, I have a backup product.
Oh!
If you were to murder two people
okay.
at some point and wanted to lie your way through a trial, you'd need...
Memory shampoo!
Just so you can never be proven lying.
How does one use memory shampoo?
It's really hard not to be super racist right now.
Just
I'd love to hear more about this memory shampoo. So that
my
I
ears
could...
are perked. I don't know why I'm Southern.
Mr. O.J. Simpson, you are quite the master of accents.
Yes.
It cleans your brain. And since everybody's brain is made the same, maybe not their hair, because different ethnicities have different hair.
Didn't even have to say it.
Their brain is cleaned.
Okay.
Now, sir, I don't think you'll ever need to use any sort of memory shampoo or some such nonsense as this young man is trying to sell you. I do believe he's trying to sell you some snake oil. See, sir, what you need... Instead of trying to wipe the memories clean of anybody that may have witnessed or is trying to indict you, you need only one thing, sir. And that is guilt dust. What? Now, guilt dust is if you ever find yourself on the wrong end of a crime,
no.
In that you are committing said crime, you need simply sprinkle a little guilt dust over guilt dust. I'll get it right someday. Guilt dust over a gentleman or a lady, and they will become instantly guilty, turn themselves in, and you need not have a worry for the rest of your life. Go on being a football star, or whatever you is.
Sir, I want to say...
you have a lot of products.
This man came prepared. This man has quite a lot of products.
Sir, you don't need any guilt powder. Just cover yourself with a peace curtain.
I do believe mine was guilt dust.
Whatever.
Guilt dust.
Step one.
I like this young man misrepresented my products.
I don't know how one would use a peace curtain. Would you just drape yourself?
No, I would like to know where he's keeping all of these products. He just keeps pulling them. He's like a bag like Santa Claus.
What if you get the dust on yourself? Do you become guilty?
See, do you use I have a question about this. Now I'm very curious. Do you use the peace curtain on your shower and then keep the shampoo inside your shower? And then, and how about the face sandwich? Do you just
what is a face
sandwich? See, I am terrified to ask more questions because
have you noticed I tried to bury face sandwich?
Oh, in that case, I'd like to go back to face sandwich and hear more about it.
Well, seeing as one of you has three options and the other one has two.
Yeah, step up your game.
Best step up your game. Or, I'd say...
We are eagerly waiting your...
Memory
the
shampoo.
Verdict, one might say.
I'd say memory shampoo.
Memory shampoo, you...
I think it just...
Charlatan.
If it was dual-functioned, if I could get rid of someone's memory and then also...
Nobody cares. That's how you play! Can you sell it? Oh, what an excellent round.
What a round.
Oh, man, let's just gather up all these products.
Oh, I'll get the face sandwich.
I would like to point out that I have yet to win a round
was it
of Can
face?
You Sell It?
Was it sandwich
I prefer
face?
Sandwich face. Okay. He was trying to sell you sandwich face.
Face sandwich.
I actually would prefer that. Oh, boy, what a game. See, we haven't heard any backlash about the game. We've played it three times now. First time with Jeremy Shear as Queen Elizabeth I.
I remember that. Yeah, it was great.
That was a good segment.
Do we have time for Explain It to Mike?
We do have time. Do we want to play that? Or do we want to divulge
think,
it?
Let's do it. I'm all down right. For whatever, guys.
Aw. Okay, let's
all do right, it. Let's play some Explain It to Mike.
Okay.
I don't have a
there's
dramatic
no sound
intro
for
that.
Do that thing, the echoey thing.
Explain it to Mike. Wait, hold on. Guys, I'm trapped in this.
Just
oh, you guys are in here too. That's good.
I'm at the top.
Yeah, just throw me a rope.
I don't have any. All I have is this ladder.
Why are you so... You seem like you're even further away than I am.
Help, I'm being taken.
What is that cackling?
Help.
Ray, are you here?
Shh. Don't tell anybody.
I'm getting out. I'm getting out of this cave. Oh my god, that was so creepy. Are you guys okay in there?
Yeah,
I'm still
Oh, you're still in there. Okay, cool. I mean... Could just hang out in there. It's wet. It's wet in there. See, I'm gonna close up the cavern. You guys want to chill in there, or you want to?
No, I'll get out of here.
All right, you're gonna leave. All right, cool.
Yeah, I'll come with you. I don't like the dark.
All right, that was kind of
wow. That was cool. Weird.
How did we have that compartment built into the sub?
I guess this is like a TARDIS.
I just kind of fell in.
It's like this is more of an idea sub than like a literal sub.
I think you're right.
Well, aren't we all like just
on a sub?
Ideas on a sub. Aren't we all just on a sub? That is our mind, and we need to like just surface with some good reefer.
This is the actual business pitch for Dave's Cosmic Sub.
Dave's Cosmic Subs. Thursday nights in Kent.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
No. I know. A couple of
let's
oh,
open
geez.
That can of worms.
Let's not. Let's keep that can of worms closed. All right, let's play Explain It to Mike. And what do I have today? Here we go. Here's something that I've always wondered. Where did the concept that the moon was made of cheese come from?
Oh, wow.
I don't understand it.
Okay.
It's got holes in it.
Wait, wait, we each have to give...
He started first. Okay, you got a head start.
You go first.
Please explain to me how this came about.
Because it's got holes in it.
I don't think the moon has holes in it.
Have you ever been to the moon?
Oh, you got you there.
Check right there. Excuse me. For the listener, I just had to belch.
Yes.
If you didn't hear that.
Okay, so his is just, there was holes in it, so it's like Swiss cheese is what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right.
Swiss cheese kind of has holes in it.
I think it's this. When there's
Johnny is encroaching on your explanation. You had such an opportunity.
I think you are right in some sense, but I also think...
I don't think I ever made an assertion. I'm asking you a question.
I know. I think Ray's right.
Oh. You were looking directly at me. For the listener, he's still looking directly at me.
For the viewer.
For the viewer, I'm looking directly at Calhoun.
For the viewer.
I think that it combines that, but I also think that this is... It's, you know when it's a full moon, it kind of gets yellowy? You know what I mean?
Mm. See, whenever there's a full moon, I turn into a werewolf, into a werewolf. I like grammar sometimes.
There's actually a full moon tonight. Do you know that?
No, that's not true. Otherwise, I'd be a werewolf, and we couldn't record. Checkmate.
But there is. Okay.
So, no, I don't ever notice full moons. I always have to notice on a crescent.
I guess that's why you have
that waxing
question.
And waning moons. Yeah, that's why I have the question.
All right. Well, when it's full moon, it's kind of yellowy. Anyway, the point is, it's a circle, like a wheel of cheese. Right.
Okay.
Also, you're thinking about the moon. You can't get there. What are you thinking? What's on the moon? What would I really want if I had to go on a long journey to space? Cheese, obviously. So it's like
cheese
people,
is the number one requested food of all astronauts.
Can I counterpoint?
Counterpoint.
So every time that somebody is taking a picture of somebody at nighttime and the moon's in the background, what do they yell?
Jeez. Oh my goodness.
Oh.
What a thrilling counterpoint.
Okay, hold on.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Counter, counter, counter.
Okay, you know those little cheeses?
Our deaf listeners are keeping track of all the counters.
There's those little cheeses that are, I think they're Blue Bell or...
Baby Bell.
Baby Bell. They're little circles.
Not
are
to
you
help
helping
you.
Him?
Little circles, and when you... They're circles. That's...
Oh, okay. That went places.
Oh, man, I thought that was going
to
be
moon
better.
To the moon and back, one may say.
Oh, there was a movie in the early 1900s where they went to the moon, and I think they ate part of the prop, I think, maybe. And it was like cheese. I think that was part
For
of it.
For the listener, my eyes are getting squintier and squintier.
No, that like might have been part of it.
Every word.
Like,
I got questioned on Fat Joe, and he's not getting questioned about this early 1900s movie.
This is a movie I've actually seen, so I know what he's talking about. But the moon was not made of cheese. It was just a man.
There was a man on the moon.
Yeah, he had the face. Yeah, it was the first, one of the first movies ever made. It was basically they just pointed a camera at a stage, and they put on a play. They did have cuts, though. It was revolutionary. It was interesting.
Boom cut pan.
What?
Mugu Guy Pan.
Mugu Guy Pan. That was the name. I think it was just called Journey to the Moon.
Yeah, it was.
Is what the movie was called.
It was based off H.G. Wells.
Really? H.G. Yeah. Wells? Yeah. Well, I got to go with Ray on this one. Ray
Dang
wins.
Victory.
That was a thrilling explanation.
I thought it was yellow.
Go with Ray. You have yet to win and explain it to Mike. And I have yet to win.
Wait, the one we tied, I thought, because we were like...
How do you tie in an explanation?
Because it was like rep or
bad rep or bad rap?
Yeah, bad rep or rap, and we both gave a pretty good explanation.
Yeah, but you still lost.
No, I didn't.
The most important part.
One. Whatever. Okay. I'll take what I can get.
Well, that's been the episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait.
What?
Are you missing a section?
Yeah, of course I am. I'm leading up to it.
Well, I just want to make sure.
But we have to first get to our favorite segment. It's time for plugs. What time is it, baby?
Oh, girl.
Time for plugs. What kind of plugs? Tell me all about it.
I think that I would
bitch.
You always miss
it. I always miss. I'll get it someday.
No.
That's Chris B. I said the first time when I mentioned his name, he was from San Francisco. I am 98% sure that is correct, that he's from San Francisco. He does talk box music. Very talented gentleman. He made that Plugs theme for a different podcast, and then I stole it.
Still good. Hey,
as long as he did it for free, and I took it.
Freely taking
and
it.
And I am giving him exposure to our three Chicago listeners. Hello, Chicago!
Yeah, Chicago! Windy City. Sorry.
Got that one right. That's our first plug. We want to plug Chicago, the Windy City. That's
done.
Real windy today.
Is the river still green?
Yeah.
What river goes to the...
Chicago's got a big river that turns green for St. Patrick's Day. But
you're right, because that's on their flag. That's what the... No. They've got the two blue stripes, and one represents the river.
Stars or something?
Well, the stars represent the four major events in Chicago's history.
Which
for some reason, I know a lot about the
yeah, right?
That's really weird. I studied flags briefly.
Aw, let's learn all about
it. I actually did, believe
it
or not. But anyway, last week, Johnny was working on... Man, what were you working on? What was last week's project?
I don't remember. That's how good
it
was.
He was working on a project, and let's just say it was successful. So this week, what have
ladders,
we got?
Cause ladders. Because we have none.
Yeah, Ray brought it up, so I think we're going to start working on ladders. So
that's
this week,
the project.
We're going to start building a ladder.
So plug in ladders. All types, fiberglass, wooden, stairs.
If you want to follow the progress, follow Johnny on Twitter. Oh, he's not on Twitter.
Hashtag ladders.
Hashtag ladder. All ladders matters.
Oh, God.
One for me. One of one.
That doesn't
one,
count.
One for me. I'm in the lead.
Take it. You can't make
the
score.
I have a 100% success rate. Oh, boy. Ray, do you have any plugs?
No.
Do you want anyone to follow you on the social medias?
At the Ray Roberts.
At the Ray Roberts.
On everything that matters. Other than that.
Is there anything besides Twitter and Instagram? I don't Instagram much because
MySpace.
If you run into me, ask me to buy a t-shirt, and I will tell you that I left them at home. So
you can still buy them.
I'm so disappointed in myself. I didn't write this down as a note. I wanted to be like, today our guest is, who is he? It's Ray Roberts, because it's, who is Ray Roberts? It's a slightly inside joke between the two people that are in the sub.
And everybody in Northeast Ohio comedy who still thinks it's funny to introduce
me that way. I still
think
it's funny.
Oh.
The problem is...
You've been around for 3 months.
Yeah. I have. I've had a long hiatus from since we set out on this voyage.
That's
but
right.
I visit every once in a while. Okay, so follow Ray Roberts. Buy a t-shirt from him. Do you have an online store? I knew you didn't. I just wanted to
ask.
Do
you have direct shipping?
Yeah, can you ship to the Pacific Ocean? Can we get some sent?
Somebody,
actually, next time you just drop by in your biplane.
Somebody legitimately got mad at me. They were like, hey, can I get one of those t-shirts? And I was like, yeah, man, I'll figure out how much it is to mail it. And then I just forgot. And he's
oh.
Like, he's
he
like,
was angry?
Yeah, he's like, so much for that t-shirt. And I was like, you never gave me money or anything.
There's no loss here. Like, there's no one lost out.
You just
wow.
don't get a shitty t-shirt.
What a bastard.
But I have 29 of them.
29?
Yeah.
Man, that's like a lot.
I wish I had one to wear today for the listener.
How much
are they? And the viewer.
How much are they?
Anything more than $5 is square to me, I guess.
Man, you can go way higher than that. You are a car salesman.
Yeah, you should be upselling the shit out of these shirts.
I bought 30 of them like 6 months ago. Or maybe like 8 months
ago. Oh, I was hoping
ago.
This was like an ancient bit.
No.
This is recent.
Like, I bought like 8 months ago, I bought like 30 of them and then gave them all away except for like one person. So if somebody actually gave me money for the second batch, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Do it.
Why not?
For like $30
buy
a
t-shirt a
piece.
From Ray. If you see him on the streets, he looks like this.
For the viewer,
yeah,
he looks like
this. Don't move for a second, Ray, so everyone can look at you. For the viewer, for the viewer.
Are they gonna sketch it for the deaf listeners?
That's right.
It's gonna print out in Braille form, and then
3D.
Yeah, 3D. Just feel your face like that movie where the deaf girl falls in love with a monster. Do you remember that? Oh, what is that?
The Elephant Man?
Should be like.
Was that? Is that what? Yeah,
I
was,
think so.
Was the Elephant Man.
Oh wow! Yeah,
it's a good thing I said that at the end of the podcast and not the beginning. Please come back for episode 6 or 7. We're on 6. I am at Mike_Calhoun on the Twitters. I am at _Mike_Calhoun on Instagram. And then I don't do things much on Instagram, but whatever. If you want to follow me, follow me. But it's more importantly to follow the podcast at Tunbelievables.
Oh, God.
We couldn't get the Unbelievables. Oh, you guys already know the story.
Everyone knows.
You
Wait, what
know
about
by
a first-time listener from Chicago?
Too bad. Yeah, the new listeners.
You got to listen to this awesome podcast in the Windy City.
Yeah.
But follow us on the Twitter. We usually just post new episodes or we say funny things about what's going on. And I have a birthday coming up.
Yay!
Yay!
So I'm going to be at the Water Street Tavern for my birthday.
Happy sudden existence.
Thrust into existence day.
That's right.
But Tuesday, the 26th of July, I'll be turning a quarter of a century. And
wow.
I get to do stand-up comedy at the Water Street Tavern on Monday. Hooray! How gracious.
Are you going to have like one of those quarter-life breakdowns?
On schedule. Yeah. I'm planning
it. All right, and
midnight.
Now.
It'll begin, and I'll just wallow in self-pity, slip into oblivion.
Speaking of slipping
into oblivion, that's what we'll be doing next. So, fare thee well, everyone. This has been the latest episode of The Unbelievables. And tune in next week when my guest will be somebody else. Goodbye.
Bye.